I read a Daily Bread devotional recently called The Hope of Easter. In one of the daily readings, Allison Keita mentioned a song by Casting Crowns. It's called The Only Scars in Heaven. This got me thinking about the scars, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, that Jesus bore on our behalf. There were a lot of them. The scars of Jesus. As you read the four gospel biographies of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see the scars that marked Jesus throughout his short life of 33 years on earth. There were mental scars such as rejection from his own people. There were emotional scars such as anguishing in prayer as he faced the cross. And there were spiritual scars such as being separated from his Father's love, for the first time ever, while he took upon himself the enormity of human sin. But, usually it's the physical scars that we think of first. On the cross, the body of Jesus was covered with the scars of Roman cruelty. His back had been laid open with scourging, blood streaked his face from the crown of thorns, his wrists and ankles were brutalized with huge spikes, and a spear produced a gaping hole in his side. After Jesus' scarred and mutilated body was dead on Friday, it lay in a rocky tomb all day Saturday. And then on Sunday morning, the unexpected and the unimaginable happened. Jesus came back to life and began appearing to his followers. When one of the disciples, Thomas, heard the reports, he refused to believe. A few days later, Jesus appeared to his disciples, with Thomas present, and said, "Put your finger here, and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." See John chapter 20 verse 27. The blessing of Jesus. Thomas's doubts evaporated and he exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Jesus then pronounced a blessing on us. That's right, on us. He said to Thomas, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." John chapter 20 verse 29. That blessing includes me and, if you're a believer, it includes you. I've never seen Jesus physically with my eyes, although I will someday. But for now, I walk with Jesus by faith, feeling his daily presence and direction in my life. The Only Scars. When I found the song, The Only Scars in Heaven, online, I was moved by the lyrics sung by its writer, Mark Hall. If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you. 'Cause there's a wound here in my heart where something's missing, and they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased, and knowing yours are healed is healing mine. I know the road you walked was anything but easy. You picked up your share of scars along the way. Oh, but now you're standing in the sun, you fought your fight and your race is run. The pain is all a million miles away. There's not a day goes by that I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run. Until I finally see what you can see. Interspersed between the verses is this powerful chorus. The only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.